Cavs need a three. Sexton works on Irving, trying to get loose. He'll fire. Knocks it down. Ground. Here goes Okoro to the bucket, and oh my, Okoro throws it down. 10 seconds to go. Here comes Colin Sexton. Sexton chased by Hill, off to Stevens. Oh my! 45 ticks to go. That shot is blocked by Nance.
Get that big stuff out of here.
Prince knocks down that Harden pass. Garland's there. Garland upstairs for Allen. Oh, look out!
There you go. That's called team ball right there.
Hey, Chris Manning here from the Locked On Cavs podcast. Coming up on today's show, it's a Vegas edition of the pod. Brendan Killeen from Locked On Suns and friend of the program, Jordan Zerm, are with me in Vegas. We're going to talk about the Cavs and Summer League and a whole bunch more. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Guys, how's it going? Well, just so people know, this is going to sound a little interesting. Normally we're recording on like multiple tracks. It's maybe over Zoom. We're definitely not all in the same hotel room at a very luxe hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Jordan obviously lost like $10,000 last night at the high rollers table and is just like, yeah, you know, just denting the portfolio. So we're going to be passing this around. If it sounds a little more stilted as a result, that is why. I've never had to do this before, so we're just going to roll with it. But Brendan's right to my left. Brendan, how are you?
Doing great. Got to see the Suns team that I was not super excited to see, and that's what Summer League's all about.
The Heat also. You were just like, as a Phoenix person, you were just like, the Heat is fine.
Jordan, what's up? Well, you know, lost about $40, not quite $10,000. You know, I don't like to like flash my money like that. But I took out, you know, $40, lost it immediately playing blackjack. So you could say I'm having the quintessential Las Vegas experience, but excited. This is my first Summer League, going to the games today and tomorrow. Obviously excited to see the Cavs, but just excited in general. I haven't watched live basketball in like 2 years. So
let's just start there. So this is also my first in-person basketball since before the pandemic. It feels very good to see actual basketball again. It feels, you just notice little things, I think, differently. I think the vibe is really good. I think Summer League is, you know, it's like people call it like AAA, but I think just like you see guys really, when guys really pop, it just, they kind of like dominate the games. Like on Monday, you know, Brent, I was sitting with Brendan watching Jalen Suggs. He was awesome. Watching Davion Mitchell defend James Bouknight for a game was amazing. He was just like up in that dude's grill and attacking him is the way I heard Adam Mares describe it, and it was like a really good way to describe that. Like, just really cool, and just seeing a bunch of people, seeing the reaction for LiAngelo Ball was like just very funny, because he still just, you know, has the legion of fans. Like, it's cool, and it just feels good, even though like obviously people are still wearing masks. There's a lot of COVID concerns. Obviously, there's been some issues with the league. I think Denver has had some COVID issues, if I remember, and Washington and Indiana had like a game postponed, I think. So like there are some issues here, but it's I think a lot of people are just really excited to be back, and it's good to see some basketball. I guess we should just start with Evan Mobley, because he played on Sunday. We have not recorded yet due to just travel and things. But Jordan, I want to just hit you first. What did you think of Evan Mobley's debut coming against Houston on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was as like good of a debut as you could kind of hope for. I think like offensively, you know, there was, well, first we talked about this, like the Cavs don't really have a point guard on their Summer League roster. So they don't have a lot of guys that are coming off the pick and roll with Mobley that are like looking.
Chandler Vaughn generation?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, no disrespect. But, you know, Lamar Stevens off the pick and roll with Mobley is just like, I'm going to the hoop. See you, Evan. So, like, it's not exactly the best showcase for a guy that like needs someone else to create for him. But I think you saw, like, the thing that stands out to me about Mobley is, like, just how he moves for a seven-footer. And, like, he moves so fluidly. And I think you already saw that on the defensive end. He had a great block. He did that without fouling a lot at USC. And you can already see why, like, how good he is defensively, how quick he can move his feet. I think there was a possession where he started out guarding the ball handler, and then they ran a little, like, fake dribble handoff, and then he passed it to the ball handler. And then Mobley just, like, flawlessly switch from one guy to the other, and I think that's where he got the block. And like, I think defensively you're going to see his impact immediately in the NBA, and I think you already saw it in game one of Summer League defensively, so that's really encouraging. I think like offensively is going to be really interesting, and we were talking about this last night, like how the Cavs use him is going to be really interesting. I think they need to use him in like creative ways where you're getting him the ball on the move, or you're letting him bring the ball up the court and like initiate the offense every once in a while after he gets a rebound. Like, he's obviously not a guy you're going to want to post up a bunch. And I think we've already sort of seen that in just in game one. Like, he's going to have to put on muscle. And even when he puts on muscle, he's still going to be on the lighter side. So I don't think like traditional post up is how you want to use Evan Mobley. And I don't think the Caps will. But they tried it a little bit in that first summer league game and it didn't go well. So, but I think like he's as advertised. I think the offense is going to take some time to come around. But he obviously can do some very special things offensively, especially with his handle. But I think you saw defensively like what he's going to be and what he has the ability to do. And I think that just like in summer league should make you really excited.
Brendan, what's your Mobley take?
I mean, the game was awesome. It was a fun game for two guys that high profile. I mean, more than two, because the Rockets have four rookies. And seeing what he was able to do against their scorers out there on defense, I mean, kind of what Jordan just said. But the fact that, like, I saw somebody put it this way with Summer League, where it's like, if somebody's awesome, they almost should be if they're a high pick. But if they're really terrible, then it's a really big warning sign. So the fact that he's out there and, like, you know, doing what you would expect him to do is promising. I mean, Jalen Green, Josh Christopher, the guys on Houston were not, you know, that's NBA level talent. That's similar to who he's going to be playing against in the NBA. So I love him. I mean, the Suns didn't have a pick this year, so I didn't have to dive in too much. I mean, they had the 29th pick, but I'm really excited about him. I mean, I'm jealous you guys get to go see him.
Yeah, like I don't have like any issues with like how that first game went. Like I think like I didn't really think about this beforehand, but I think there's just like a structural flaw, as Jordan, I think you both alluded to. It's just like there's not like a guy to just like set the table on this offense. Like, this summer league roster is just screaming for a guy that can like run the offense for like most of the game, maybe not look for a shot at lunch, is willing to just kind of come in and do that kind of stuff. And I don't know if that like the guy you want for that is like a veteran. I don't know if the guy you want for that is like a young guy that sort of understands his role. I don't know how you like pick that guy or how available you think those guys are. I mean, I think you see a thing at Summer League where it's like a lot of guys are trying to get off shots. It is not like, hey, I'm going to get down my defensive stance. I am going to like just do a lot, make the extra pass. It's like, I'm going to try to get my shots. Like, the Cavs have guys doing that. Lamar Stevens, who is not going to do that in the NBA, was doing that. Broderick Thomas, like, who is was a two-way guy last year on a qualifying offer, and I will see if he ends up coming back on a two-way or otherwise. Like that's the stuff they're going to do. And just like, Evan Mobley is not going to look, I think it's unfortunate he doesn't look as good in those situations, but you saw him like get offensive rebounds. You saw him making blocks. You saw him just like being this like massive, weird looking 7-footer that can just do stuff that no one else can do.
I mean, in that way, like them not having a point guard is kind of cool, because he does get to set up other guys and do some of that stuff. I don't know if that was intentional. I doubt it. I do think they should still have somebody doing that, but I don't really know how summer league rosters are picked in general. To be completely honest with you,
so wasn't there a team that's like, we have a person that we know that works for the Suns, the team you primarily cover, and I think he said like all their guys are international guys or something like that.
Yeah, no, the Suns don't have any rookies. They don't have any people from the 2021 draft class. So summer league rosters are weird, but I do agree. If you have a big man that you're trying to develop and this is his first chance to play against pros, you should have him, you know, getting to do that stuff. But I mean, like, he's out there picking cutters and finding, you know, teammates and whatever, like, I would be super optimistic.
All right, let's just hit a break here, pay a little bit of bills. We'll talk about Isaac Okoro and him defending Jalen Green after the break. I know Jordan has some thoughts, and I have a lot of thoughts as an Isaac Okoro Island mass property owner. But today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX, for example, and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts in their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. So you have a computer in your pocket or, you know, at your house, and you have access to Rock Auto, so use it. So save time and money with Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? That's just a stupid thing to do. For example, a Honda Odyssey fuel pump, for you van drivers out there, $353 at a chain store, only $216 at Rock Auto, and that's the Cleveland area code. So, like, that's just smart. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so you know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, so Isaac Okoro, this is my read on this. I think Jalen Green is like number one, a great summer league player, great prospect. You know, reason he goes number two, you can see the skill is just already like really, really high on the offensive end of the floor. he was making really, really hard shots. Like, I was watching some of the step backs. I did not get to see this game in person. I didn't get here until Sunday evening after the game ended. I watched like the first half on my phone in the airport, which is like obviously how you want to view basketball, like on my iPhone, like sitting in the airport in Cleveland. I just think like he played really well. I think the two things that popped for me with him just quickly is the handle looked a little tighter, and I think his shot looked a little cleaner. I need to see it in person, but like if that's like a thing, that's obviously just the most important thing. And I don't think that like he played bad defense. It's not like Okoro's defense was bad. It was just like Jalen Green made some really, really difficult shots, and that's like kind of what Jalen Green does. So I don't come away from this where I've seen some people on like Cavs Twitter kind of apoplectic about how that first game went to some degree, and I think that's frankly just kind of silly.
Yeah, I don't think like summer league results, I don't think matter in any way, shape, or form. Like, I don't think the final score is something that people should be paying attention to. I mean, people that follow me on Twitter know that I have been a big Jalen Green person throughout the whole draft process, and there's part of me that's bummed that the Cavs weren't in a position to take him. And I think you see why. Like, his shot creation and his ability to like make space is already at a like NBA level. And I think you saw that on Okoro, like you were just talking about. His defense was pretty good. Jalen Green already has a nasty step back in his bag. Like, he hit a three on Okoro in the corner that was like a gnarly step back. And Okoro stayed with him and got his hand up. It didn't matter. I think like for whatever flaws Jalen Green is going to have, like playmaking wise or defensively, which like there will be stuff he needs to get better at, his offense is, I think you can just see from game one, like is so clean. And so like he's gonna score. He also rocks his short shorts, which like I'm just the Jalen Green experience is I'm all about it. But no, I think you saw like Okoro is bigger. Like, we'll see him in person tomorrow, and so we'll confirm that he's a giant human. But like, you can already see just like on television and in pictures, like he's added some muscle. I think you saw him body a couple guys on the way to the rim, and it's summer league, so like there aren't the biggest guys in the world that are guarding him, but like I think somebody tweeted like he should be able to like bully his way to the rim at this point against summer league guys. So I think it's always going to come down to the shot with Isaac, like what he can shoot from three. He didn't take a ton of attempts in that first game. I didn't see the second half because I also was like on the way to the airport, but I watched the first half and I think he only took like one three. So we'll see what his shot looks like and we'll see what percentage he shoots. But like, his size is great. He's athletic as hell. I mean, that the couple of dunks he had in that summer league game like stand out. Like, he's very, like, he throws it down. People don't talk about it enough because the focus has been so much on like, can Isaac shoot? And like, he had a very not great offensive rookie season. But like, I think his athleticism is not talked about enough. Like, he's kind of a freak in that area.
And if he handles the ball just a little tighter, and like it is not so robotic, where like the dribble is actually like not sticking by his side, and it's actually part of him, sort of fluid with him as he's propelling himself forward. Like, the dunks that he did on the Jokic dunk he had last year, the dunks he had in the game, like that kind of stuff becomes easier for him to pull off. And then when a sloppy closeout comes, he's got the fast twitch reaction. He has the explosiveness and the athleticism to punish those kind of things. And like, even if he maxes out as like a 35% shooter, which is like about league average, right? I think somewhere around there's about league average. Like, that adds utility to his offensive game that is needed. And like, especially if you get to a world where like Colin Sexton takes more threes and is providing that spacing, and like maybe Mobley can end up shooting like that, even if he's not like the knockdown dead eye 3-point shooter, like he can do other stuff that kind of gives him some utility. Brandon, what do you think about Okoro and any other just we'll talk about random summer league stuff now.
No, I think Okoro, the Suns did have a pick last year, so I spent a lot of time thinking about Okoro. I thought he was a great fit, and I think the thing I'm watching, similar to what we were talking about with Mobley, is a lot of these second-year players who didn't have summer league last year, most of them are still playing, even the ones who you would think wouldn't. So like Tyrese Maxey is out there, and guys like that have already contributed at the NBA level, and Isaac's one of them.
The Phoenix Suns roster of B-ball Paul, Max, yes, yeah, sorry, what did I say?
You said Suns.
Whatever. Vegas, man, just Vegas.
What day is it?
Tyrese Maxey, B-ball Paul, Springer, who like is a rookie but like has the body of like an NFL cornerback. Like, he has like clear, like he's like the football player like thing, you know what I mean? Where like his legs are like just tree trunks. And there's someone else that I'm forgetting that's like another like actual like player. They had like four. Oh, well, Isaiah Joe. Yeah, who like played some minutes for them early in the season last year, I think. And then like obviously kind of got pushed back, but like maybe could play for them. Like, they had like an actual team and just like kicked the shit out of the Mavericks.
Yeah, they did. And like, so Maxey was out there and very much looked like a guy who was playing in the conference finals last season, or the second round last season. And I think you want those guys to be dominant, especially the ones who are physically developed like Isaac is. And so, yeah, just seeing him out there and powering to the rim like he was and being able to finish, like, I don't know, to me, like watching Jalen Smith from a Suns perspective, who was the number 10 overall pick, he doesn't look like a man among boys the way that Suns fans would like. So I think it's just those checkpoints of like, are you actually dominating? Because some of these guys are just not NBA players. Like that's, you know, again, to use that same kind of criteria of like, if you're really good, you should be. If you're really bad, that's a problem. So I think I would be pretty optimistic as well. But yeah, general summer league thoughts. I mean, Davion Mitchell's fun. He's a perfect summer league player. I'm interested with this rookie class because the top of the draft went so strangely to see who stands out and which situation looks good. I love Jalen Suggs, and I think he looked amazing. But yeah, I think this rookie class is going to be really, really fun, and I'm curious to see, you know, which of them really pops. If we anoint a rookie of the year by the end of the week, we like to do that. We'll see how it goes.
If we're anointing a rookie of the year by the end of the week, like, you would think Jalen Green would sort of like did that. But I get we're recording this on Tuesday at what, 1:45 local time, Eastern time. My computer hasn't adjusted the time for whatever reason. It's like almost 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Like, Cade and Green are going to play in a couple hours, and like, that's going to be really, really fun. Like, that is going to be the most kind of exciting thing. Like, that is like what you come to summer league for, is like sort of those kind of things. It's one of the things. It's like LaMelo was on the sidelines, but like, I think LaMelo in summer league would have been like an incredible experience. Like, I think Lonzo was like a pretty packed house when he was carrying LeBron. Oh, yeah. Didn't LeBron sit sideline, if I'm remembering correctly?
Used to fill the building up when the Lakers had all those young guys, Ingram and Lonzo. It was like an event here. So if LaMelo had played, you wouldn't have been able to get a seat.
Yeah. It's just like a cool vibe, and it's like, it's just, I like when you get stuff like that, and as long as some of these guys play, like, that's fun. And like, you'll get like Shreve Cooper, I know, is look kind of good. I'm excited to see Pat Williams for the Bulls because he's going to be such an important piece for them, and like, he's playing at summer league and he's like the key cog of like their theoretical starting lineup, and there's just like a lot going on. Let's talk more about Jalen Suggs after the break, but another bill here on Locked On, and we're telling you about our friends at Bet Online. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UC/MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Do not sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their run to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device and sign up today and receive our 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's with promo code BetOnline, promo code LOCKEDON, and it's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Again, promo code is LOCKEDON to get that 50% welcome bonus. Okay, so Jalen Suggs was super fun. It was sort of like a defensive kind of fun in a lot of ways, because he was like blocking shots and he missed like the two potential game winners he had, but he was just making stuff happen. And like, it was really interesting, even in this kind of weird summer league environment, that you saw the Magic in that moment kind of like clearly kind of want to lean on him a little bit. Where like Cole Anthony had like a big hit, like he scored like what, 40 something in the game last year? I remember he had like a couple big games or something. Like, it's an experienced NBA player. And like, Jalen Suggs was kind of clearly like the guy on this team. And they also had this moment where like the Warriors were like, we're not going to play bigs anymore. We're going to put Kuminga at the five. And the Magic were like, okay, we can't do this. We're going to play Franz Wagner at the five. And that was like really, really fun. Jordan, what did you think of what you've seen so far? And anyone else popped you besides Suggs?
Yeah, I mean, I think like Suggs out of anybody. I mean, I think like Jalen Green pops off the screen pretty well, but like, Suggs just stands out immediately, especially on that Magic team. And it's weird, we were talking about this last night. It's like, it's a very crowded sort of, you know, they have RJ Hampton and then they also have Cole Anthony. And yeah, like, you're right. Like, Suggs was like, give me the ball. Like, this is like, give me the ball. I'm taking these shots. And like, the thing about Suggs that I always loved while he was at Gonzaga for just his 1 year, but he's just always so calm. Like, that always stood out to me. He just like ran that offense at Gonzaga. He never looked sped up. Some of those passes he threw at Gonzaga where he just like got the rebound and immediately saw the floor. I think he had 6 rebounds in the first half of that summer league game. Like, he does a lot of stuff, and the Magic have got to be just like head over heels that they were able to select him. Not that like Scottie Barnes won't work out well for the Raptors. They obviously like loved him, but man, he just pops immediately. And I think like that summer league debut was like, if you're a Magic fan, you have to be thrilled. Like you have to be like, cause he's, you know, he's already sort of like the alpha male of that team. And like, he was, and then the blocks were just like super. Yeah. He's very impressive. I was saying to somebody, I think I honestly would have been happy. Like Green Mobley were my 1-2, but like if the Cavs had somehow ended up with Suggs, like I don't think I would have been upset. I think I also would have been like, cool, like let's roll with Suggs. The other person that stood out to me, also plays for the Orlando Magic, has bright blonde hair. His last name is Tima. I forget his first. Giannis Tima. Believe he has played for like the Latvian national team, and like he was originally drafted in 2013 by Memphis, if I'm not mistaken. But this is the first year. He's 29. It's the first year he's played summer league. I'm watching the game. You guys were there in person, but I'm watching the game on TV. And the first time they showed him, I'm like, there's like, he looks like he just came off like a beach in California and he was like surfing. Like he's very tan, like too tan. And he's got this bright blonde hair and he's just like bombing away from three. Like he looks like a dude that like you see at a rec center and you're like, this dude's going to be terrible. And then he's just pulling threes from like half court and draining them. You're like, who is this person? I was like, and Twitter was going nuts about him, but I was just like so fascinated by this dude. And then you get into his story and like, it's just wild. Like first time he's ever played summer league, but like he's a decent basketball player. Like, I don't think he's going to like be making the Magic, but like, it's just a very, that's kind of fun about summer league too. I think you get some of these stories and you see dudes play who you otherwise like would never know anything about this guy. So, shouts to Tima. I hope he drops like 40 in their next, like just let him get as many shots as possible.
Brendan, I don't remember who said it, but someone we were around yesterday, I think said that, they hope he just becomes a new Jet Cooley where he's just like on like summer league teams for the next decade. And it's just like, he's wearing number 62 and just like maybe his hair color changes every year. Like it's, he was fun. And I thought the crowd got like really in him too. He was like making like diving on the floor, like just doing stuff. And it's like, oh, like this guy is just like here grinding where everyone else is kind of like going, trying to get some shots up, trying to like pad those scoring numbers. And he's just like, no, like I'm going to die for loose balls. I'm going to be annoying to play against summer league. And that's like the only guy on the floor that kind of was like doing this the whole time.
Yeah, no, it needs to be a summer league tradition, because the greatest part about Cooley became that you knew he was actually never going to make an NBA team. Like, most of these guys are out here very much vying for a roster spot, and he was just like, yeah, I'll take like a couple weeks in Vegas every year. That's awesome. Sounds great. I mean, I think the Suns had him. I think every team in the league has had Jack Cooley. So, yeah, let's make team up just a tradition. Like, you know, you got the Luxor, you have like overpriced beer, and then you have Giannis Tima. I'm ready for it. But no, on Suggs, I wanted to make another point, and it's similar to Mobley, because what I think is cool about this class, I feel like, is the first time I've noticed it, where you're seeing a lot of guys where it's like, I mean, it's overused a little bit, but like their position should kind of just be basketball player. Like the positional versatility of the NBA is kind of trickling down finally. And you see Suggs out there and it's like, we were commenting, he looks just so much bigger than you would have guessed. Like none of us saw Gonzaga. Nobody saw any college basketball this year. So he looks like he could be like, you know, a running back or even a, I don't even know. He has legs like tree trunks and he just was out there holding his own physically right away. Mobley's similar. It's just like these guys, I mean, not physically, but as far as the IQ of the game, where they're just out there and they look so comfortable doing 65 different things on the court. Whereas, you know, 10 years ago, it would have been like we were talking about with posting up. Mobley would have just been out there and they would have, you know, given him some hook shots to try out. And Suggs would have been like, all right, make your entry passes and get to the corner. And it's like Suggs is an example of just how much better it can be when you don't do that to guys, because he clearly can do more. He's rotating under the rim to make like a game-saving block at like 6'4", 6'5". So I'm looking for, I mean, Green, like we know that type of player. We know what Cade Cunningham is, not that they're not going to be great, but some of these other dudes, Scotty Barnes, another example where it's like, I'm just kind of fascinated to see what types of things just get pushed about basketball. And summer league's a cool place to see it, because it's just exhibition basketball. It's just guys trying stuff.
It's also just like fun to see. I really love just seeing like, even though like some of the games that I watched the other day were like, not exactly full of stuff that was like the highest quality. Like Sixers Mavs was like literally like, I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm I probably should have just like flipped arenas at that point and like just came back. But like I just was sitting there talking to, we were talking and just hanging out, which is like sort of the other thing I like about Summer League, where like at least into like the later part of the game, like there's not like a crap ton of blaring music playing and you can like talk to people and just sort of like hear the sounds of the game. And then like once it got to like, I feel like it started with like the Hornets game because of Leandro a little bit. And then it for the game for the Warriors Magic game, it really became sort of like more of like a main event kind of thing. But like I like just seeing like Kuminga playing the five and against Wagner like for those couple minutes, like that was fun. Kuminga was also just like this, him and Toppin were two guys that I just could not stop watching, not even for necessarily good reasons, but like watching them just like try to do stuff, it was just like, oh, like they're either processing or they don't know how to do this. And but then like Kuminga had these couple instances where it's like, oh, like he had like he would have like a possession where he would just completely muff something. Like, he muffed a drive at one point, and then, like, the very next possession, he comes in, blocks a shot, takes the other end, and, like, gets an and-one or finished a dunk. And I'm just like, oh, like, you can see how you talk yourself into this a little bit. And then, like, Kyle Guy, like, no one recognized Kyle Guy because he grew out his hair. No one seemed to know this. Everyone, I was openly just like, I had asked, I think you, and, like, it has Bill, was like, where's Nico Mannion? We found out on Tuesday that he's, like, now playing for an Italian team. Which is good for him. You know, that sounds wonderful.
He's a citizen. Might as well.
Yeah. Well, and, like, you know, living in Italy, like, sounds like a good, nice, you know, nice experience, honestly. But, like, Kyle Guy is, like, out here just, like, doing stuff. And then, like, I think, Jordan, you had told me that his post-game interview, you just described this because I don't even remember everything you said.
Yeah. First of all, I didn't realize, like, Kyle Guy was, like, creating stuff. Like, he was, like, handling the ball and, like...
In my head, he was, like, 6'4". And I just don't know if I just, like, confused him and, like, Ty Jerome... and like had them confused as like who they were in Virginia, but like I was like,
no, he's like 5'11", 6 feet tall. Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, I thought he was like 6'4".
So anyway, he's out there creating, which wasn't even a thing I realized he did. And then he was like, he was firing threes, like I was in the zone. And then so it was actually at halftime, he's coming off the court because he like played really well in that first half, and they're interviewing him and just like unfiltered Kyle Guy being like basically saying that like it pisses him off that he's coming off the bench in Summer League, and he was like, it just pisses me off. So I go out there and I just play really hard because I know I deserve a chance in this league. And it was just like, I forget who interviewed him, who like the sideline reporter was, but they were just like, okay, Kyle, thank you, as he's like running back off. And it's just like stuff like that. I had a joke that I'm going to say here. I almost tweeted it, but I didn't. But I wanted to say Kyle Guy has become a Kyle man. So on that note, I'll just pass the...
Do you know that there is a basketball, I think the right word from his content creator, and Jake, his name is Jake Kyle Man. Are you aware of this?
No, I'm not. Works at the Ringer.
Works at the Ringer. I think he's here, and if you see him, you have to like explain.
I'll give him that very good joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should.
He's a big wife guy. He has kids. I think he's been a man, but he has the look to prove it now.
Wait. Like, guys.
He always has been. Even at Virginia, he was married. And you remember the whole thing where there was like a NIL snafu with he like they made money or somehow something happened with his wedding at Virginia.
Oh, yes. This rings a bell.
Yeah. And so there was a whole thing about it. And he's just like always just he likes to talk about his wife. I don't care. I mean, he has two kids. It's just he.
Good for him.
He
just
has a life.
He's trying to put some bread on the table, as we all are.
This is stuff you learn in Summer League, that, you know, Kyle Guy has been married for 30 years and has two kids. It's amazing stuff.
Came to Vegas to celebrate his 30th anniversary, got on the court a little bit.
Falling out, like, good for him.
Yeah.
Summer League is really fun. This is my first time. I know Jordan, Brennan's, I know, comes a couple times. He's from Phoenix, so he can come. It's a little easier, but this is really fun. Again, like if this audio quality is a little different, we're just literally riffing in a hotel room. There is a Miller Lite pint like sitting over by us that is empty from yesterday. There's my, obviously I didn't, someone pointed this out to me after I bought it, but the Summer League hat that I bought that I very much like. It's a nice hat, but it's like, oh yeah, it's like Gersh colors because like this is, I can't be like, hey, do you have the Cavs colored one in the back? Do you have a blue, do you have like the light blue and orange one? Or can you ship that home? I'll pay like $5 shipping, you know, but it's a cool environment. It's really fun just to watch some actual basketball. I forgot how much I missed in-person basketball. And we're going to do more pods this week. I think Jordan will be back for some more. Brendan is getting out of Vegas in good amount of time instead of being a nut and staying for like 4 days, or like some people in our network, I think, are staying for like 10 days. I'm like, y'all are nuts. But we'll have more pods. Hopefully get some more people just kind of coming through the very luxe penthouse suite that Jordan and I are staying in. Yeah, if you see us, and want to like, you know, not gamble because I'm too anxious to gamble. Say hello if you have anybody listening in here. But well, everyone, Locked On Cavs will be back soon. Check out Locked On Suns. Check out the work that Jordan does over at the Chase Down if you're an NFL fan. And what did I say? Wow, I just give a free. I gave a free ad. Okay.
Someone's going to start it now, the Chase Down.
Well, here's the thing. The Chase Down is somehow, every episode, I end up mentioning Justin Rowan. And I don't know how. And I know Carter Rodriguez and I have talked. We're very excited for the Jason Preston experience. I'm very excited to see Jason Preston in person. He's playing against Emmanuel Mudiay, Kenneth Faried, and Michael Beasley.
We didn't even mention the Blazers.
We're gonna do I don't even care if we're just gonna record that reaction pod after that game because I can't wait to see the Manimal in 2021 and see what that's like. And Bees is just always a vibe. But the check down, not the chase down. Don't support. Yeah, listen to Lockdown Cavs multiple times before he goes to the chase down. Justin, I love you. Carter, just start watching games again, buddy. But until next time, this has been Lockdown Cavs. Everyone have a good one.